Okay, Lent 1, Genesis 22, 1 to 18. Vahi achar hadivarim ha'ela came to pass after these things. Now, these things in Genesis 21 are the birth of Isaac, the expulsion of Hagar and Ishmael, and then God's deliverance of them. And the third episode is the covenant between Abraham and Abimelech at Beersheba, sort of, in a sense, contracting for that spot, since, Baar Sheva is watering place of seven, water hole number seven, something like that. So after these things, Vaha Elohim Nisa et Abraham. Interesting here that the article with God, to emphasize that it's the God, not just some anonymous figure, and Yahweh isn't included at this point. Nisa is a PL perfect of a root Nasa, and interestingly can occur in the Nifal as well as the PL. In the Nifal, it's more like a stative verb, be trained. In the P-ale, makes a transitive. So this is, God is, in a sense, about to train or test Abraham. And I think probably understanding the training or trying in that respect is at least important as understanding kind of test in relation to tempt. I realize I'm sitting here with a New Testament guy who's really into homologumena, antilegomena. I got that turned around, didn't I? Hebrews talks about no discipline, no training is pleasant at the time. And we're going to see that in spades here with Abraham. Vayomer, God now speaking, Elal, Abraham calls him by name, Abraham. Vayomer, Abraham replies, Hineni. Here, I'm here. Vayomer, God, again, Kachna et binka et yachidaka asher ahavta et yitzchak. Take, please, you know, the particle of entreaty, na, your son, your only one, whom you love, Isaac. Three occurrences of the direct object marker. So this really punctuates and accents that Isaac is going to be, in a sense, a focal point. There's sort of no mistaking this. What Abraham is about to be asked to do is going to regard the thing which is most precious to him. Velech lecha el eretz ha-moria, and go yourself to the land of Moriah, v'ha'alehu, and a hifil imperative of Allah, lift him up, the object suffix, which is to say sacrifice him, sham, there. La'ola, as a sacrifice, al-achad heharim, on one of the mountains, asher omar eleka, which I will tell you. Vayashkem Abraham. Abraham got up early, Shakah is to do, or to Shakam is to rise early, do something early. Abraham got up early in the morning, Baboker. Vayachvosh et chamoro, he saddled his donkey. Vayachak et shene ne'aral, took two of his servants, Na'ar, often just a young boy in general, but there's going to be an interesting sort of play in referring, in describing these two guys as ne'arim as opposed to uvadim, servants or slaves. So he took two of his servants with him, ito, va'eth Yitzchak, beno, and Isaac, his son. by Yavaka Betsay Ola, and he gathered wood for the sacrifice, by Yachum, and he got up, by Yalek, and he went El Hamakom to the place Asher Amar Lo Ha'olahim, the place where God had said to him or told him. By Yom HaShalishi, on the third day, by Yisad, Abraham looked up, lifted up, Eth Einal, his eyes, Vayara, and he saw, Eth Hamakom Meirachok, the place afar off, or from afar. Vayomer Abraham El Ne'aral, Abraham said to the servants in this case, Shavu Lakem Po Im Ha Chamor Va'ani Ha'na'ar Nelaka Ad Ko. Sit or remain here. Plural imperative, plural masculine of Yashav. Sit yourselves here with the donkey, V'ani, and I, and the Na'ar. He refers to Yitzchak not at this point as his son, but as kind of just another guy, or even a servant. So I and the boy, Nelaka, we will go. It's cohortative in form, but I don't think that it would be well to translate it with a let us kind of thing. It's more the volitional in terms of saying with some emphasis, we will do this thing and this thing and this thing. So he says, we will go to the appropriate place, Ko, Vanish Tachve, and we will worship the Hishtafel of Chawa, the only verb that uses that conjugation, Vanashuva Alekem, and we will return to you, to you all. Nashuva, again, cohortative in form with the comments, hey, but not so much a requesting permission as it is an expression of intention. V'yikach Abraham et atzei ha'olah. Abraham took the wood of the sacrifice. V'yasim al Yitzchak, and he put it on Isaac, b'no, his son. Vayakach b'yado et ha'esh, he took in his hand the fire, v'eth ha'maleket, or excuse me, ha'amalkelet, basically a slaughtering kind of knife, one particularly for sacrificial purposes, apparently. V'yelaku shenehem yachdal, and the two of them walked on together. V'yomer Yitzchak el Avraham, Aviv. Isaac said to Abraham, his father, V'yomer, and he said, Avi, my father. V'yomer, Abraham replies, Hineni, Bini, here I am, my son. V'yomer, Isaac now, Hine ha'esh, here is the fire, V'ha'etzim, and the wood, V'ayeh, Haseh Leola, but where is the lamb for sacrifice? V'yomer Abraham. Abraham said, Elohim Yireh Lo Haseh Leola Bini. God literally will see to it the lamb for a sacrifice, which becomes sort of the providing word later on. Vayelku shenehem yachdal, the two of them walked on together. Vayavo'u el hamakom asher amar lo ha'lohim. And they came to the place which God had told to him. Vayivan sham Abraham, Abraham built there et ha'mizbeach, the altar. Ya'rok Eth Ha'etzim, and he layered or put, arranged the wood on the altar. Va'yakov Eth Yitzchak Beno, and he bound, tied up Isaac, his son. Va'yasim Oto Al Hamizbeach Mima'al La'etzim, and he put him on the altar on top of, in relation to the wood. Vayishlach Abraham et Yado, Abraham stretched out his hand. Vayikach et Hamalkelet, and he took the knife, lishchot, to sacrifice et Beno, his son. Vayikra Elal, Malach Yahweh, min Hashemayim. And at first it's just, and some he said or called out to him. Who is it who called out? The angel or messenger of Yahweh called out to him from the heavens. Vayomer, and he said, Abraham, Abraham. Vayomer, Hineni. Abraham said, here I am. Now the angel or messenger speaks again. Vayomer, Al Tishlach Yadka. Do not stretch out your hand. The Masoretic text has El, the preposition Aleph Lamed. The apparatus shows that there are lots of other places where you get Al, Ayin Lamed, and which would be sort of more against. But it's don't stretch out your hand to the boy. Va'al ta'as lo me'uma, and don't do anything to him. Me'uma is kind of a strange particle, hard to establish its derivation, but it's kind of just anything. Let's see. Okay. Ki ata yadati, because now I know, the angel speaking in behalf of Yahweh, ki yere Elohim ata. Because kind of a fearing of God are you. Yere here is an adjectival form and in construct with Elohim. A fearer of God are you, atah. Velo chashachta et binka et yachidka mimeni. And you did not withhold or hold back your son, your only one, from me. V'yasah Abraham, Abraham lifted up again his anal, his eyes. V'yara, he saw. V'hene ayel achar, or achad, an apparatus kind of thing. It's either a ram kind of behind, you know, something, or it is a single ram, achad. Behold, a single ram. Nechaz basalbach bakarnal, bakarnal. Nechaz nifal, as it's pointed with pathak, if you happen to be looking, it looks like a nifal perfect, but again, the apparatus says that a lot of, you know, manuscripts have a comets there, or what would amount to a comet, so that it's the nifal participle. Let's see, which is the ram is caught in, and sivak are twisted, gnarly things, so that's where we get the some sort of, you know, thorny shrubbery or something like that in the thorns by its horns, the karnal. Vayelik Abraham, Abraham went, vayikach eth ha'ail, he took the ram, vayalehu le'ula, and he gave it up, lifted it up for a sacrifice, tachat beno, instead of his son. Vayikra Abraham, Abraham called Shem Hamakom, the name of the place, Ahu, that place, Yahweh Yireh, Yahweh will see, which you know, it is called today, or still said today, Bahar Yahweh Yeh-Ra-Eh, the last word, a Nifal imperfect of Ra'ah, Yah, because, let's see, which it will be said, you know, today, even today, on the mountain of Yahweh, it will be seen, as in seen to, provided. Vayikra Malak Yahweh El Abraham, the messenger of Yahweh or the angel of Yahweh, said to Abraham, Sheinith min Hashemayim. Let's see.
Second time,
Shanith, ordinal rather than cardinal. Vayomer bi nishbati Na'um Yahweh, let's see, he said, Hebrew doesn't have reflexive pronouns as such, but it's the by me I have sworn, Nifal perfect first singular common of Shabbat, and its basic meaning occurs in the Nifal Na'um Yahweh, uttered Yahweh. Ki Ya'an Asher Asitha et Hadavar Hazeh, because sort of on account of which you have done this thing, in other words, that because you have done this thing this way, below Chashav Chasachta, and not withheld et Binka, your son, et Yahideka, your only one. Now the key in 17 resumes where the key in 16 sort of left off. Ki Varek of Varekaka, I will surely bless you. Vaharba Arbe et Zeraka, and I will surely multiply your offspring. Kakok. Kakokve Hashemayim, like the stars of heaven, v'kachol asher al safat hayam, and like the sand which is on the lip of the sea, which is the shore of the sea. V'yirash zeraka, your seed will inherit eight sha'ar oyval, the kind of the prince or the gate of your enemies, and presumably everything inside them. The hith baraku bezarka kol goye haaretz akev, all the nations of the earth will, since be blessed or bless themselves through your seed, in your seed, in your offspring. Asher shamata bekoli. Here, asher may well mean more on, like, you know, which you heard my voice on, or on account of you heard or heeded my voice. And that's the last of the verses. A familiar text, the typology in terms of pointing to God giving his only son in the person of Jesus is, that's clear enough, that it seems to me that one thing that could be fruitful just because we happen to be in 2009 and the economic environment that is going on is a recognition that we are in a kind of, it's a time of trial. We can't say that, in a sense, how God is bringing this to pass, but the fact is that we are in a time of testing, and because God superintends all things, we understand that he is ultimately or eventually kind of behind it. That's certainly the Old Testament perspective. And that we like Abraham, walk into the times of testing, confident that God will provide ultimately some kind of way of escape. Paul in 1 Corinthians, that God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted or tried beyond what you're able, but with the trial or test will provide a way of escape. And it's never necessarily a way of escape that gets you around something, but it's something that gets you through it. And the promise of God's presence is something that has to sustain us in a particular way in the season of Lent as we go with Jesus to the cross and then to the empty tomb. But it is, well, Garrison Keillor always says that for Lutherans it's always Lent. And the thing is that the time of this life is always Lenten, and we walk by faith, expectant that God will keep his promises to us as he has already delivered us in the sacrifice of Jesus.